This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Despite universal outrage at the number of workers killed or injured, such as the thousands at the Rana Plaza disaster in Bangladesh, the state of health and safety in the world is worsening, not improving. That is the message of the labor movement as it recognizes the International Day for Commemorating Dead and Injured Workers, April 28th. The lack of action on the part of governments and employers is why unions and their members are involved in more health and safety events this year than in previous years. Unions in all continents have been reporting actions to the International Trade Union Confederation, the ITUC. These actions include work stoppages, respecting a minute's silence, art fairs, training sessions, workplace inspections, and demonstrations. I talked to the ITUC's Policy Officer for Health and Safety, Annabella Rosenberg. I asked her to describe the current state of health and safety in the world.
Well, unfortunately, Mark, today we lack figures. I mean, that make us very difficult job to assess scientifically if we are doing better. That said, if we have to base ourselves on the feedback we get from the ground, I think it would come with no surprise to anyone in the audience that workers' health and safety is far from improving. I would actually say that on the contrary, despite the tragedies like you reported, like in Rana Plaza with 1,200 workers dying, it's unfortunate to see that many employers and governments have still not changed. They still consider workers' lives and health as not worth the investment. And we are also seeing that with the economic crisis, health and safety rules in the developed world are starting to be considered as red tape that we need to cut. And that means that workers will be paying yet in another way the crisis that they have not caused, but now with their health. So the status of workers' health and safety in the world, I'm very sad to say, is far from improving.
Lack of respect for health and safety is, of course, an issue that affects all workers. But are there particular effects for women workers?
Well, of course, the risks depend a little bit on the sector women are. There are sectors that we know are the deadliest, like agriculture, for example, where, I mean, people are exposed to very hazardous substances and very risky jobs. But you also have the fact that, you know, women are very often in temporary work or in jobs that are precarious. And that means that most of them have no capacity to organize, join a union, not even know the kind of risks they are facing. The case of domestic workers or workers that do cleaning in big companies is clear on this sense. Many women workers are using substances that are highly regulated that should not be used in those environments, or they don't even know that this could cause terrible problems even for reproductive health. So women workers are very often alone in very unsafe environments. Probably this is one of the reasons we think that rights at work are so critical, and getting people organized, it's so key in protecting their health. So this is not taken as an individual problem. This is a collective issue that requires a collective solution.
What is the role of unions in the efforts to improve health and safety around the world?
Well, I mean, as I said, unions are critical. I mean, that's why we are focusing on the role they have, I mean, and what we call the treatment of rights, regulation, and enforcement. I mean, with unions, workers have a voice. Doesn't mean that all unions are perfect, but that means that workers, if they are able to organize in a union, they can claim the right to know what are they exposed to. They can claim the right to understand the risks they are incurring when they come to their job, and claiming and asking their employers to either substitute the substance they're exposed to or being protected from any accident in their workplaces. Without a union, we know it's highly unlikely that that would happen. But having a union, having a right, is not the only thing. We think that health and safety also needs a much broader approach from governments. The responsibility of health and safety should not just be left to companies. We need regulation, and that's why it's so important that occupational health and safety regulation is applied to all workplaces, even the smallest one, where you can find just one or two workers that will rarely belong to a union. And the last point, I think, is as critical, is enforcement, because you can have the best rules in the world, but today we also know that the likelihood of that a company receives the visit of a labor inspector is so tiny. Even in Europe, I mean, a labor inspector would need 300 years for visiting all the companies he has to scrutinize. Imagine. We are one labor inspector every 40,000 workers. I mean, you can have the perfect rules, the perfect laws, and get the right to the unions. Still, without enforcement, you will never get the health and safety we need for workers. So I think it's very important, I mean, that we manage as unions to put back occupational health and safety in our agendas in order to help workers, not risking their lives and their health when they are just trying to earn a living.